When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Welcome to Autism Live. I'm Shannon Penrod, and we are coming to you live from many places around Southern California. And we have with us, I'm so excited today. I drew my eyebrows on bushier today because I'm so excited. We have with us Dr. Doreen Grampuchet. She's going to be with us for this whole hour for a very special show. We started this on Friday. This week, that for the next 4 shows, we're celebrating. We're picking a different topic each week, but this week we're celebrating individuals who are working in the field of autism at the Center for Autism and Related Disorders that we are calling CARD Stars. These are people who have been nominated by the people they work with and by the families that they are working with as people who are going above and beyond on a day-to-day basis to help individuals on the spectrum to reach their full potential. It doesn't get better than that, Dr. Grampuchet. And the fact that you're here, I just want to do the dance, you know?
I'm excited, Shannon. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
For those of you who don't know Dr. Grampuchet, I don't know where you've been. You have to join us on Wednesday mornings when we do Ask Dr. Doreen. Dr. Grampuchet is a true expert in the field of autism, having worked in this field for over 40 years. Stop. Get out. It can't be possible, but it's true. And she was the founder of the Center for Autism and Related Disorders. She is also the founder of the wonderful charity Autism Care Today. She's been working in this field, helping individuals, as I said, for over 40 years. So there's nobody better than her to salute folks that are doing a good job in the field, helping to support individuals and families to get to progress. I mean, it's all about the progress. So we're thrilled that she is here to help us to celebrate. I got to tell you guys, we're live right now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, as well as about 18 other sites. So if you're watching us live, all you have to do to interact and to be a part of this show is to write in on the platform that you're in. If you're on YouTube, Twitter, or not Periscope anymore, if you're on YouTube, Facebook, or YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, there we go. I'm talking in circles. If you're on any of those, you can write into the chat right now and we'll be able to see your comments. If you're on the other one, it takes us a little while longer. We also have a chat available to you on our homepage, autism-live.com, where you can go. And while you're there, check out all the other resources that we have on our page. We have a library of videos from, this is now our 10th year of doing the show. So there's a library of videos. You can search topics, all kinds of things. There's all kinds of resources on that page. And so we hope that you'll check it out. I also want to mention that we are available wherever you get your podcasts. We're a free download. In fact, we were recently rated the number one autism podcast worldwide. So that's a pretty cool thing. And that, hello, Sam, we're so thrilled that you're here. That's a really wonderful thing for us. And we want you to know that we were rated number one because of you guys, because you've been listening, you've been sharing, you've been watching, reviewing, liking, doing all of those things. We encourage you to let, if you like something here on the show, let other people know about it so that they can find this resource as well. So Dr. Graham Pichet, how are you this wonderful Monday morning?
Wonderful. I'm very excited. I am just so amazed at these lovely individuals we're going to honor today. And of course, the process, I love that we hear from either one of their colleagues or a family who nominates them to this position. And I love it. I'm super excited to honor these folks.
Yeah. So here's a crazy statistic. We put this out to, you know, people who work a card and said, who do you work with that makes a difference? And then we put it out to the families and we got so many nominations that there is no possibility that we can cover everybody in a week. But we are going to be posting all the people that were nominated so that people can see. I think it really made my heart, like the Grinch, it made it grow like seven sizes when I saw how many people had somebody on their team that they felt like they had to take the time to write in and say, because that's the thing. I think a lot of us are really deeply appreciative of somebody on the team. But when a family who's in the middle of intervention says, I got to stop everything for a minute here because I got to say something nice about somebody, you know, that's some serious business.
That's right.
And it made me happy because for those of you who don't know, my son was treated at CARD, at the Center for Autism and Related Disorders, and it changed our lives. And there were so many people who were on our team throughout the years because my son did 5 years of therapy, and which is not necessarily the norm. But he happened to do, it was worth it. Can I tell you, you know, this weekend he figured out where he wants to go to college and had choices, right? It was worth it, 5 years. But over the 5 years, there were a lot of different people that came on our team that changed our lives. Let's just make no bounds about, they changed our lives for the better. I'm going to get choked up. In fact, I should have brought tissue for the show. What was I thinking? But you know, I didn't always remember to say thank you to them. And it's one of the biggest regrets that I have. And over the years, I hope you know, Dr. Graham Pichet, that I've tried to find as many of them as possible to thank them. And it's uncomfortable for them sometimes because I every time I run into them, like I'll be in the grocery store and I'll run into an old therapist and I'll go, you're one of the ones I haven't found. I got it. And I cry all over them in the Trader Joe's and they're like, okay, thank you. But I can't help myself, you know, they made a difference. So I love it when we get the opportunity to shout out to some people. We've got five individuals that we're going to showcase today as CARD stars. They happen to all be female, but that isn't, I want everybody to know that that isn't the case. In fact, on Friday when we did this, we had a male person. We have more male people coming up throughout the week, but we've got five ladies and they're remarkable. Some of them are, there's a wide range of what jobs they do at CARD. Some of them are new. Some of them have been around before. And two of the five, Dr. Graham Pichet, were also nominated for this award last year.
Amazing.
Right? And one of the people today was not nominated once this year, not twice, but three times by three different people. You got to know you're doing something incredible if that's what you have going on. Sure. So, but, you know, after we did this show on Friday, there were people who wrote in and said, wow, it looks like CARD is a really amazing place to work. If I wanted to work there, Are there jobs available?
Oh my God.
So really quickly, Dr. Grampuchet, there are jobs available, but what kinds of people is CARD looking to hire?
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. And what a great question, because we are hiring a lot of different positions actually right now, but our biggest is the behavior technician entry level. So in that position, we are hiring, I think right now we're at somewhere around 150 folks a week. So we're, and it's all over the country, by the way. So we're desperately looking for people who are interested in becoming a behavior technician. And you don't have to have training, because we will train you. The experience background, really honestly, Shannon, I find that the best therapists or people who become good behavior technicians are just folks who are interested in children, interested in helping others, energetic, dedicated, have integrity. And we will provide you with training, and we will actually help you even if you want to go past the initial training and become either a board certified autism technician or a registered behavior technician, whichever you prefer. And we will help you with all of that education as well. So that's our primary position. Another position that we're desperately looking for is BCBAs, board certified behavior analysts. This is a master's level position. I think we might have a couple of those folks on today. And if you know of anyone who has their master's and is getting their board certification, we're very interested in them. We are also hiring for our operations manager position, which is an administrative position. I think we are looking for about 20 of those folks across the country. So, and that is we have one of those people on the show today. Actually, the person you mentioned who's been nominated 3 separate times is an OM. And, OMs are amazing. They kind of own that particular clinic where they work, and they're I call them the mother of the clinic, and they take care of everything. They take care of the therapists, the supervisors, the parents, the children, the facility. They just make sure everything is running smoothly. So lots and lots of positions, and I think they're all listed on our websites. They were definitely all over Indeed. We're listed in a lot of different places.
Amazing. But in terms of the quality of people that you want, I mean, there are several there. We talked about this on Friday, that there's a thing called CARDitude. Mm-hmm. And we really want people who have CARDitude. I got to see this as a mom, at that point, there weren't centers. Therapy was still being done only in the home. And so these people would come to my door, and boy, some of them were, what I called them the CARD rock stars. Now we're calling them the CARD stars, right? These people had CARDitude. Yeah. And I see this on a regular basis. And the people that we're going to be featuring here this week and the next couple of days are people who have intense CARDitude. I look at CARDitude as being someone who is so passionate about making sure that these kids make progress. And literally, it is their reinforcer. Dr. Grampuchet, this is what I see, that when the kid makes progress, that is the thing that makes them happy. I'm stunned by it. Yep. I don't entirely understand it, but I'm sure happy it exists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the big thing for these folks is that they're just, motivated by actually making the world a better place, right? And helping someone. But I think, Shannon, another thing that I see with a lot of our folks, and I definitely see it as part of what we call CARDitude, is just that integrity piece, kind of like ethics, honesty, transparency, integrity. When you say you're going to be there for a child, you're there. When you're just being someone that you can depend on to care for your child as much as you do, that type of thing.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely incredible. I think our first guest might be having problems, but she's not here and we're running out of her time. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to, we did this on Friday. Somebody was having trouble connecting, so we said nice things about them behind their back, and then they showed up right at the end. But I don't want to let this go without saying really wonderful things. Our first guest was scheduled to be Alyssa Holcomb, who is an assistant supervisor in Kentucky. She's one of the people that was nominated last year as well. What they said about her is Alyssa is probably the most independent and reliable human being to walk the earth. How nice is that?
Oh my God, I love that.
Right? Every single time I go around and see if I can help with anything, she's got it all handled and she's 10 steps ahead of me. She's going to be an extremely successful BCBA and her future clients are going to be in wonderful hands. I'm sorry that, you know, here's the thing, is that sometimes these people are so reliable that if there was a kiddo that needed her today, she would have been there instead of being here with us, because that's how reliable these kinds of people are. But I just want to say, how wonderful is that for people who are talking about doing ABA with their kiddos and knowing that there's these kinds of people like Alyssa Holcomb that you're talking about your child working with. I don't know. It just makes me sleep easier. It makes me happier walking the earth, Dr. Grant Pichet. For Alyssa, when you watch this back, I want to say thank you on behalf of your families. Dr. Grant Pichet, do you want to say anything to her?
Yeah, absolutely, Alyssa. So proud to have you at CARD. Thank you so much. It's amazing to see that you have such fans out there. It's wonderful. And I have to say, Shannon, that I admire our assistant supervisors a lot because it's a very, very important position. It's funny, you know, when you go and see your doctor and you, there's always a nurse there who's kind of like knows it all and is just as good as the doctor, but also is very hands-on and knows exactly what to do. And that's our assistant supervisors. They're kind of a middle step between BT and becoming a supervisor. And I gotta tell you, they're talented folks. And they're, and Alyssa is one of those. And she is, you know, doing a lot of the supervision type activities, but also still working with kids directly and taking care of families. And I think our assistant supervisors get very, very involved with parents, because they provide part of the caregiver collaboration and training. So I want to thank you as well, Alyssa. April is all about, you know, the amazing, amazing people who are providing services and helping families this way. And I just want to tell you, you are incredible. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you on behalf of all the families.
Amen to that. We have another guest that I hope that people aren't having a hard time connecting today. But until that other guest connects for a second, we had a comment. Somebody wrote in, Life with Laura and Nick wrote in and said, will an autism child ever talk like a normal person? My son is 2. He loves and understands how to use his tablet, but does not correspond or talk. Doesn't follow commands either.
Great. I mean, I love it. Although our intention wasn't we were planning to honor these folks while we're waiting. I do want to answer that question. And I'm glad that you wrote in today. So yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the original study that we conducted it was published in 1987. So a really, really long time ago. And since then, there have been many publications to renew this. Is basically that a lot of children, approximately half the children, not only talk, but they function normally if they receive an adequate amount of high quality ABA. Now, when I say only half, the other half also learn to progress significantly, including talking. So your child is 2. This is the best time to get your child into an intensive ABA program. In fact, I'm just starting a cohort of 2-year-olds myself right now. So I don't know where you are, but if you are with one of the CARD clinics or anywhere near a CARD clinic, please contact us through Shannon, because I am just about to start a whole cohort of 2-year-olds myself. I will be overseeing them together with our clinical director, Evelyn, and one of our very, very, very good supervisors, Sabrina. And the reason we're doing this is because we kind of are doing a research program to look and see what are the criteria, what are the things that really lead to success. We're going to be really analyzing kind of all the things that go into a successful outcome. And so we're doing intensive programs. So I would really suggest that this is the time, whether you get involved in our program or someone else's, this is the time to get going. Now, that's great that he uses his tablet. I'm guessing he uses it as a reinforcer right now. So like he will go on there and play things, but he does need to start communicating, and communication is very, very important at this point. And right now it would be in two forms. As you say, it's following instructions, basic instructions, as well as what we call manding, which is requesting things. And those are the two things that would start right now. So whether or not we need to do it non-vocally, so maybe he has apraxia, maybe it'll take him a little bit longer to vocalize, doesn't matter. Whether it's vocal or non-vocal right now, we need to teach him to ask for things as well as follow basic instructions. And then as the 6 months, in 6 months when he's asking for things, we will start to teach him to label objects, not things that he needs, but just label things in his environment. That's called tacting. And so it becomes very rapid and speech follows that. So I really, really want to tell you, I cannot tell you how important it is that at 2, you get him signed up immediately for an intensive behavior intervention program. And when I say intensive, I want to be clear about it. I am talking about a program that between 2 and 3, you can start with about 20 hours a week. But by the time he's 2.5, I want that to be 30 hours a week. By the time he's 3, that will be 40 hours a week of one-to-one ABA. Sometimes, Shannon, it's still shocking to people because they think that these, you know, when I say intensive, they think something like maybe 10 hours in contrast to speech.
Eight hours is intensive. Yeah.
It's got to be very intensive. And that is the key. That's the dosage. So we don't want to mess around, especially with our 2-year-olds, because it's such a golden opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, this is what my son went through. And if you want to go back and watch Thursday's show, on Thursday of last week, I had my husband and my son on, and you can see my son, who was like your son at 2. Mm-hmm. My son had been speaking in complete sentences and then lost all of his language and was not able to say his name or respond to his name when he was diagnosed at 2.5. So, you know, and now my son talks like a magpie and doesn't have any difficulty with that. But there's a thing that I tell people, Dr. Grampuche, and I always apologize and I say, I'm sorry, I'm going to be very clear. Yeah. Because once upon a time, I walked into a grocery store and this mom came running up to me that her daughter was in my son's kindergarten class. Mm-hmm. And she came up and she said, Shannon, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to see you here, because my son, my younger son, was just diagnosed with autism and I was going to call you, but I don't have your number. And I'm so glad I saw you. What should I do? And I was trying to be kind and gentle with her because I didn't want her to feel overwhelmed like I was. And I said, well, you really want to consider doing an intensive ABA program, which would be, you know, at his age, 40 hours, you really want to consider, you know, I would recommend that you do it at CARD. You really want to consider. And I couched everything like that. Well, you really want to consider, you could consider, here's what's available, blah, 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 blah. And I thought I did a good job. And I walked away from that mom. And about 2 years later, I'm in the grocery store. She comes running up to me again. And I thought, oh, she's going to hug me. And she's going to tell me how successful things have been. And she came up to me and yelled at me and pointed her finger in my face and said, I am so angry at you. I don't ever want it again. And I said, good heavens, why? And she said, because you acted like it was not a big deal and that I could consider doing this and consider doing that. What you knew better, What you should have said to me is, girl, your house is on fire and you better do this today and you better do it like your life depends on it. Your child's progress depends on it. And she said, how dare you not tell me the truth when I asked you? So I apologize to people for being very clear, but I'm going to say with love to this parent, act like your house is on fire.
Yeah. We'll
do everything that Dr. Grampuchet just said. Don't wait. Don't let the sun set today without you calling five people and saying, how do I get this?
Yeah.
And then follow through on it like your life depends upon it. If what you want is for your child to be speaking and you want to give him the best opportunity to do that, then go all in. I guarantee you, you will end up in a place that is better than you can conceive of right now. I don't know what it'll look like because not all kids do speak, but I guarantee if you go all in, you will feel great about the fact that you did it and you'll have a better relationship with your kiddo. Get good quality ABA though. Don't get Joe's ABA down at the street corner, right? Make sure you get good quality, but go all in.
And it starts with the diagnosis. I don't know if you have a diagnosis. Maybe you already do. If you don't, if you are, you know, let us know, because I am diagnosing kids right now as well. So we just kind of want to help you get started.
Okay. So we do have one of our guests here today, which is so amazing. I don't know what's been going on this morning. But this whole show is supposed to be, but you know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe we needed to have that break to say that to that mom. I'll look forward to finding out. But joining us right now is Emilia Palmer. She is a GCM, and I'm going to let Dr. Grampuchet explain to you what that is, out of Tacoma. This is one of our guests who was also nominated last year. And what they said about her this year is that Emilia's determination and commitment is truly inspiring. There's not a day that goes by where Emilia is tackling a situation with grace and leadership. Her everything is going to be okay perspective instills trust with the employees she works with and brings everyone together. She is a true rock of consistency. I love that. In Tacoma. She is strong, passionate, determined. I am forever grateful to know her and watch her shine. Wow, that's beautifully, beautifully said.
That's
wonderful. So Emily, we welcome her? And then you can explain.
Absolutely. And a GCM for our viewers is a group clinical manager. That means that Emilia is a BCBA, and she is the lead clinician who kind of advises and supports and takes care of the other supervisors in that region. So, yeah.
Well, let's get her in here so we can thank her. Emilia.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
We're so excited to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Well, we're
so thrilled that you're here. Tell us how you've been, and tell us how you joined the field of ABA, and tell us a little bit about what motivates you on a day-to-day.
Okay. I've been doing well. We're obviously back in the clinic, serving our kids here at the clinic. I got into the field of ABA when my son was diagnosed with autism when he was 3 years old.
Wow.
Once I realized that ABA was amazing and changed his life and my family's life, I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I knew I needed to give this gift back to other families. So he is now 18, living on his own, going to college, has a job. He is recovered. And I just am so passionate about giving this gift back to the families that we serve and the many more we want to reach. So that's my determination. That's my drive. That's why I come to work every day and do my best.
Wow. What an honor for us to have you as our guest today. Honestly, that is incredible. Truly, I've always said that some of our best clinicians are the folks who have an individual on the spectrum in their family. But being a mom having gone through this entire journey and then actually going back to school, getting your degree and getting this under your belt, it's just, it's incredible. I honestly, I had no idea, and I'm so proud of you, and you are, that's incredible. It just gives me goosebumps. So Shannon, isn't that amazing for you?
It is amazing. I can't imagine, because our kids are roughly the same age. My son's about to be 18. And, you know, I got passionate about this too. And at one point somebody said, oh, you should become a BCBA. And I said, now go on with you. you know, I did all of that because that was way too much work. So I have such amazing respect for you that you did that and are giving back in that way. And I just can't help think what a gift to your families that you are there and that you are compassionate and empathetic about what they're going through, but in a way that is productive and helping to motivate them through the hard times to get to the places that they want to get to, Emilia. I just think, you know, no wonder you were nominated 2 years in a row, because clearly you are a card star. And I'm grateful to know that you're out there working and doing this in such a way that is so amazing. Thank you so much on behalf of your families.
And tell me, how is your life right now? Are you seeing lots of kids? Are you also overseeing other supervisors? How is that?
Both. Yes. I am the only supervisor here in Tacoma right now. And so I'm overseeing our 42 clients here, as well as helping two other clinicians over in our Wenatchee clinic. When I became the only supervisor here, they reduced my GCM role a little bit. I was supporting three supervisors in California as well, but they've been reassigned to other GCMs, so I can focus on the kids here in Tacoma and Wenatchee.
That is amazing. My God, I remember when I used to have about 40 kids in the very beginning of CARD. And I remember thinking, okay, this is it. Like, there is no way I can supervise more than 40 kids. In fact, one of the senior CARDians asked me at that time, because I was the only supervisor, and she said something like, wow, how many do you think we're going to have? You know, and I was like, listen, 40 is it. Like, I don't think we can have any more kids. And because I hadn't, at that moment, I hadn't thought that, oh, actually, I can train other people to be supervisors, right? So I just thought the whole of CARD would have been at 40, you know, and then, of course, now we're so much bigger. But it's funny that you have 42 kids. That's incredible. Wow. God bless you, Emilia. What an amazing gift you are to people, honestly.
Thank you. I have two amazing assistant supervisors that are both in school to be BCBAs. So they so much for me and our kids here.
Yeah, we were just talking about how incredible a good assistant supervisor is. Like, they're truly some of the best folks. I think they are incredible. They're so talented. They help for the supervisors so much. That's great. Yeah. But thank you. It's just amazing that you're doing that. I would love to, you know, hear more about your son as well. And you need to, like, let us, Shannon, we should set up an interview, Emilia and her son, at some point on a different show.
Now, you know, of course, that's if he's interested and willing and, you know, there's a lot of young people at that age, as you know, Dr. Grampiche, that are leading their, you know, I both love and hate that people will say to me, well, you know, Shannon, if ABA is so great, then where are all the adults that would be saying good things about it? And I always say to them, you know where they are? They're on college campuses and working in corporations and out with their boyfriend or their girlfriend and leading their lives, and are not taking the time to go back and tell you, oh, when I was little, this is what I went through, because then you start looking at them like this, you know, and trying to see where the cracks are. And I've watched my son do that. We were at one event and he came out to speak, and a dad came up to him and was so emotional and said, I didn't realize that this could happen. But he kept looking at my son like this, you know, like looking for cracks. And then the dad said, let me ask you this. Do you have friends? And he said it just like that. And my son said, yeah, do you? It was just, he was like, why are you asking it like that? And the dad, you know, because he was, and I understand, I've been that mom, you know, but they look at our kids funny. So I'm going to say to you with respect, Emilia, this show is here. And if your son would ever like to come on, I promise no one will look at him like this. You know? But if we have a forum here, and if he would like to talk, if he would like to take time out of his busy life, there's always a forum for him here to say whatever he would like to say.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will extend that invitation.
Okay. And tell him, you know, how much hope his very existence brings to so many people, but that he doesn't have to step out of the shadows for that. We will tell his story anyway, but without saying his name or his address. But I thank you so much for being here and for the work that you do and for being such a light for so many families. Especially when things sort of shift and get a little bit bumpy, and I'm hearing you say that that's how it's been a little bit up there, and the fact that you've been rock solid for those families, I know how much that means to them, and I know you know that too. But thank you on behalf of them.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for joining us today's show, which is the first full week of April. So it's an honor for us to recognize your amazingness.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wonderful. Okay. Incredible.
Bye.
And I thought we had our next guest, and then they're not there. So I don't know. People are having trouble connecting today.
How amazing, though, Shannon! I honestly didn't know that about Emilia. What an amazing thing, right? That she went through this and then decided to go get her degree and become a BCBA. That's just incredible. And there are other BCBAs like that out there, but I feel like that's just a whole different level. Just, you know, commitment and dedication. And like how she said, you know, I decided that I just need to kind of pay it back to people. It's just amazing.
I have to tell you, a couple of years ago, we started an additional group at CARD that we were calling CARD Plus. And it was for people who work at CARD who have a loved one on the spectrum.
Oh.
And we had a couple of meetings, and then because it has its own set of interesting things, right?
Definitely.
And we had a couple of meetings, and then things got busy, and then COVID came, and so now we haven't met for a little over a year. I need to restart it because throughout this process, I'm re-meeting people that I meet along the way that I sort of forget how many of us there are that are at CARD and part of. You know, a large portion of our particular passion is that we came in, we were recruited in by a loved one.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, that comes with its own bag of flowers and its own bag of hammers. Yes. You know, because sometimes we get impatient with others. I have to meter my response to people sometimes because, you know, sometimes we're more emotional about things than others.
And also, and I feel like, you know, when you're involved personally, you have a sense of urgency about things. And sometimes folks at CARD are trying to do the best they can. And there are so many children that we get bogged down under the load of how many families need help. And it's good to be reminded of the urgency because, as I told this the parents earlier, just, you know, get going now and do it now. There's no better time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I am amazed often by how many. I think it's a growing number of people that are at CARD for that reason because there is a loved one, And I think it creates a richer experience for everybody. That's what I've been told anyway. I remember I used to apologize all the time and say to people, okay, well, you know, here's the thing. I'm gonna say a different point of view here. And I would apologize. I go, I know you guys are brilliant clinicians, but I just got to say something here. And then everybody would be so kind about it and say, okay, here's a perfect example that there is a very popular video right now on TikTok, Dr. Grampuchet, and it shows a mom and she's filling out what I think is probably the Vineland. And it's asking questions about her kiddo and she's drinking while she's doing it and crying. And they ask a question and she's like, you know, it's a question like, can your child do this? That most people would think nothing about doing that. But then she says, no, my child can't speak. So how can my child do that? And she's sobbing and going through this whole thing at the computer, filling out the form and wanting to throw things at it. And of course, all of the moms saw this and we like, you know, laughed hysterically and went, oh, and because we've all been there. But then a group of clinicians saw it and they were like, oh my gosh, is this really what this is like? And we have to do better with writing questions. And I wanted to hug all of them. I was like, oh, you really don't know that that's what that's like? Yeah. What I mean? It's a very interesting perspective taking exercise on a daily
Definitely right. So do you want to read, since we didn't have Elise on the show with us, maybe we can read the amazing email that came through about her.
Absolutely. So we missed Elise Anderson, and she's a clinical supervisor from Naperville, and she is approaching her eighth year at CARD. This is what they said about her in the nomination. Elise has held many roles at our organization, including a technician, therapist liaison, assistant supervisor, and now a BCBA. In each position, Elise has had such a positive impact on those around her, including staff, clients, and families. Elise is invested in helping in any way possible in a moment's notice. This is demonstrated by going the extra mile to support technician development, being a listening ear to a parent in need, or working through a moment of adversity with her patients. She is a team player and a leader, never shying away from difficult conversations, always keeping her clients' best interests in the forefront of her actions. We couldn't be more grateful to have Elise on our team in Naperville. And I'm just saying congratulations to Elise and to Naperville. What a wonderful story. I wished we'd been able to have her, and I'm quite certain that either it was technical problems or I'm told she's here. Isn't that funny? It's like magic. We say nice things about them and they're there. Elise, is that you? Elise, can you hear us? She's frozen. I think it is technical problems. But there is the lovely Elise. And what a beautiful story, Dr. Grampuchet. This is a story that is not uncommon at CARD. Somebody who comes in the door, becomes a behavior technician, finds their passion, says, I want to do this forever. And if I'm going to do this, I want to learn more about it, goes back to school, stays working as a technician, and ends up being a board certified behavior analyst, working with even more kids, making a big impact. And clearly, Elise has done that and been a light while she's been doing that. Isn't that a wonder? Do you get as excited as I do when I hear, I call them the baby BCBAs, that they come in and they're therapists and then they grow up to be baby BCBAs and BCBAs.
Well, so Elise, actually, I know Elise. And so when you have someone who has already been working at a very high quality for over 8 years or 8 years, they are no longer the baby BCBA. And especially someone like Elise, who was a TL, a therapist liaison, and then became an assistant supervisor. Shannon, I'll tell you, these folks are amazing. Like, they are the ones that you can hand pretty much, you know, an aggressive adult or any kind of problem, behavior, or whatever it is, and Elise will be able to handle it. So she's a really, really good clinician. I'm really glad that the Chicago area, Naperville is outside of Chicago, they have her. And I bet she's working with a lot of kids. I would have loved to know how many clients she actually has on her roster right now and how things have changed in Naperville, because we've been there for quite a while and I can imagine that the area is booming. And yeah, I'm really proud of Elise that while working, she went and got her degree and got her master's and her behavior, her board certification, which, you know, for our viewers is not an easy thing. You have to do, I think it's 3,000 hours now of practicum hours, as well as take a national exam on top of your master's. So I'm really, really proud of her and everything she's accomplished over the past 8 years. It's astonishing, Shannon. If you think about it, you know, these folks are working and they're studying and just moving their lives forward like this.
Amazing. Well, I know Elise is trying to reconnect. Can we get her in here for just a second, Traven? Will it work? There she is, Elise. Are you there? Can you hear us? And she's frozen again. All right. We're gonna give up on that. I also want to say, and we'll figure out, and I apologize, Dr. Grampuche, we're clearly having technical issues today. The next card star that we had lined up was Andrea Tucker, who is a behavior technician. And she is what I've always called is a relative newbie, new to card, but what they said when they nominated her was her commitment and reliability is unbelievable. She is always up for helping out when needed and doesn't shy away from a challenge. She asks when needed, she asks for support. This solution-focused mentality is so appreciated, and I hope she'll be a part of our card family for a long time. And I don't know if I said that she's in Kentucky. So that's Andrea Tucker, who has had trouble and is not connecting as well. So I think that that's really remarkable. That's part of Cardtitude also, is this idea that you need to come in the door and be perfect out the gate is not Cardtitude. Cardtitude is that you're in a place of constant learning. When you don't know how to do something, you ask for support so that you can learn how to do it. And I love that about CARD. I used to love it when therapists would come to the door. There's a lot of families who are like, oh, I don't want newbies. You're missing the boat. If you don't want newbies, then you don't want the ultimate achievement for your kiddos, which is generalization, which means that they can do things with anybody. And I used to love the newbies because a lot of times they would come in and they would be the rock stars of the future. And, you know, they got to start somewhere, you know? And yeah. Like at some point on one day, you were a newbie. And look at if somebody had said, oh, I don't want that newbie. Look what they would have missed out on, right? So I loved when the newbies would come in because a lot of times they had so much passion, and I would always give a speech when the newbies would come in my door. I had like 5 rules, Dr. Grampuche, and I would always say to them, and it's okay if you don't know something, ask, because we're trying to learn, you're trying to learn, and everybody, if we stick to this thing and it's the truth, you meet one person on the spectrum, you've met one person on the spectrum. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask me something about our child. And we had such good grace to have the most amazing therapists come through our door. And sometimes they would only be on my son's case for like 1 quarter. And then, you know, they would leave. Maybe we'd see them 2 years later. But I loved it when they were willing to ask a question and when they got excited to learn.
Exactly. And I think that's a really important thing. And it's funny because you said at some point you were a newbie, and I thought back to when I was a newbie, which is scary to think how long ago that was. But there are two things that kind of over time diminish. They don't necessarily go away, but they definitely are at the strongest when you're new to the field. And one is just your energy level. Like you usually, when you just start out, you're so excited and you're like, you realize very quickly that most of the children enjoy a very positive, high energy behavior tech. So you become that person. You become the person that takes the child and throws them around and like really cheers. And so you have a lot of energy. And the other thing is that you have a lot of that feeling of just being inquisitive about autism and wanting to get through and wanting to figure out, like, how does this child, why isn't he learning? Honestly, Shannon, some of my inquisitiveness with the very first child that I ever worked with, Corey, was all about just like, how does his brain work? And the whole time I was just thinking, how can I get through? What can I do to make it better? How can I reward him more? How can I, like, should I show him visually? Does he do better? Wow, he's so good at math. Like, it's such a new and amazing world, you know, and you're just starting to get into it. And it's very rewarding, to be honest. So I agree with you. I think having new behavior techs on the team is fantastic. And think about what an amazing person Andrea Tucker must be, that in her very first year, she's getting nominated for this. So
yeah.
Sad that she can't be here, but I want to just tell her we very, very much appreciate her and are proud of her. And I also hope that she will be part of the Card family for a long time.
Absolutely. So this show has been an epic failure in terms of having the guests here. And I want you to know we're going to figure that out immediately after the show is over. But we had one last person that we were going to talk to, and let's hope that she shows up while we're talking. But I'm talking about Lanaya Johnson. And you mentioned before, she's an operations manager out of Virginia, nominated 3 times this year. Okay, I just want to say that, you know, we talked a little bit about the operations manager role, and this is an opportunity if you are a rock star to shine, and clearly she is a star, but it's also the person that when, if something isn't going right, you know, people will complain to and about an operations manager. It's a tough job, but yeah. This is the first person who nominated her said, overall, she makes my life easier in almost every way. The second person, can you imagine? What a compliment, yeah. Right? Amazing. The second person said, Lanaya is one of our OMs in Northern Virginia. She has spent the last several months covering a center in need in addition to her own, and is currently in the process of overhauling schedules to better meet the needs of our patients in our center of need. That she just started working with. She has not hesitated to take on this additional responsibility. Her professional relationships with her BCBAs and other teammates is exactly what I want to see in a center. And she shows in the positive, and this shows in the positive rapport with families as well. And the third nomination is that Lanaya is a jack of all trades who solves any issue, finds the answer, stands up for her staff and her clients. She is not intimidated by issues and dealing with challenges, but also is compassionate and has no need to bulldoze parents who need her help. What a remarkable set of compliments.
I love that. That's incredible. Honestly, that's the type of person that I hope all of our OMs become, because truly... And it's a challenging
job. She's here.
Oh,
she's here. Oh, my goodness. Lanaya, am I saying your name correctly?
Hi. Hi, guys. It's Lanaya.
Lanaya. Well, I take it all back then. We need to go back and say all those wonderful things all over again. But I interrupted Dr. Grampuchet, but I'm so excited that you're here because we just said so many wonderful things about you. But Dr. Grampuchet, go ahead. Have the floor.
Nice to meet you, Lanaya. And first of all, let me just say how beautiful your hair is. I love your hair. Yeah. Gorgeous. And it's so nice. Before you came on, I was just telling our viewers how important it is to have an operations manager who is able to do all these things. It's probably, we always talk about how the OM position is the most important, vital, difficult position at CARD, because you kind of have to do a little bit of everything. And I'm so glad that 3 different people nominated you, and they all kind of pointed out different aspects of this job of like managing the families and schedules. And the part that got me very excited was that you're actually rehauling schedules for the other center that you're overseeing. Yes. bless you for that. That's, that actually always shows huge dedication in my mind. And that you're always there for the families and for the patients. So thank you so much. I really appreciate all your hard work and integrity and dedication. How are you doing? Tell us about your experience.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I just love CARD. I love the families at CARD. That's what I do is because I just love all the families. I actually started at CARD as a BT. And then I became an OM after the fact.
That's amazing. Wow. That is amazing.
Why did you want to become an OM? Why did that excite you?
Well, I had a really good OM. She's actually still here at CART. Her name is Amber McCracken. She's now a BCBA with CART. But I had a really good OM, and I just seen all the difference she can make with our families, like when they have scheduling issues or concerns or just like, when they just needed someone to just kind of relate to or let loose to. And so I was like, oh, I would love to try that because I'm really good with all the kids and I love the kids and I love working with them. But it's also so nice to see how like just us doing the schedules properly helps the kids just as much.
Amen to that. Amen to that, because you know, the scheduling is the beast. Yeah. It's absolutely the beast. And yet I watch, and when somebody can tame the beast, you're right. It makes all the difference in the world for the families, for the kiddo, for the staff. So thank you for being willing to take on that beast and getting excited to take on that beast.
Yeah. And also I think, Shannon, one of the things I've learned is that, you know, when you have a really good, capable OM, the clinic itself is just a happy place. It's just a happy place because everyone is happy. The staff, the employees are happy because they understand, they get there at the schedules they want, or if they can't, they understand. They're part of the solution, you know? And same thing with the families. Everybody feels like it's a really good, cohesive team. And that all just depends on having a wonderful person like you in the role of the OM. So good job. It's very, very unusual to have three different people nominate. So let me tell you,
Thank you.
You are making a lot of people happy and you're changing a lot of lives out there. So bless you for that. And thank you so much.
Thank you. I love doing it. So hopefully I'll be here for a long time.
It's an honor to have you at CARD. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you on behalf of all your families, because I agree with Dr. Grampuche. A great OM changes the whole experience so much for the better. And I know how much that's changing their lives. So I'm sending you an air hug and a socially distanced air hug and telling you thank you on behalf of all those families. And keep on doing what you're doing, because you're an amazing role model for other OMs as well.
Thanks.
Rock star. Big star. Thank you.
Have a great
week. You too, bye-bye. Guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Unbelievably, we're out of time. I'm sorry that we didn't get to see more of our stars, but we're going to be continuing this throughout the week, and hopefully we'll figure out what our problem was so that we can have more of them. We are not going to have Dr. Grampuche tomorrow, but we are going to have her again on Wednesday, and we also were celebrating Dr. Grampuche's birthday this week too, so you know, feel free on Wednesday to be writing in your birthday messages. It's not yet. Don't jump the gate. But on Wednesday is the day that we'll have to celebrate with you, because we won't be with you the rest of the week. So everybody, if you want to write in messages for Dr. Grampuche on Wednesday to celebrate her birthday, please feel free to do that. Thank you, Dr. Grampuche, for being here. I know I promised you all these stars, but we had two pretty amazing ones, and we'll figure out what happened to the others.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're back tomorrow live, you guys, doing more of these CARD stars. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now.